Welcome to Wise Words from a Stubborn Man, a podcast where I dissect and discuss things from the perspective of one man, me, Saha Cool. If you're easily offended or get upset at another person's opinion, this isn't the platform for you. I won't ever say I'm the best at any of the things I plan to talk about. I'm just a guy with an opinion, so let's get to it. I'm really at a loss for words. 300 block to seeing half the world. From the slums, I'm still conditioned to living in the burbs. And niggas claim they're selling out, but that sounds so absurd. Cause wasn't we youngins watching them cars pass by? Like, that's mine. Visit my father's friends on Christmas like they rich and we not. They had a pyramid of presents and stacked them up to the top. To get back home, like, damn, like, I think that's all that we got. No disrespect to my pops. Joe Osco just wasn't paying. My mama did what she could. As a kid, I heard patience was a virtue. On the first day of school, those last year's shoes, it hurt you. Stains on those Paco jeans belong on Tide commercials. And they talk and they laugh. I swore I'd get back. Man, what up? If you are listening, that means you're still here. And if you're still here, that means you should be subscribed. Or you should have liked it. 5 stars, a little review. Size the greatest ever. A little something on top of that. But I'm not here for all of that. I don't want to stick on that too long. Y'all probably want, yo, why the hell did this nigga come in rapping? Big Crit. Well, that's what this episode is all about today, baby. This episode is, for all intensive purposes, a special rant episode because it's my birthday. I decided to wait all the way up until my birthday to record this because I wanted you guys to get this fresh. I wanted you guys to get this energy on the day. I've put my phone in Do Not Disturb. People are probably calling, texting me, doing all of these things, but I don't care. It's my birthday. And because it's my birthday and because I wanted to record this podcast episode, it's been in my brain for a few weeks. It's almighty. So to tie it back into the previous song, that song is Egyptian Cotton by Big Crit. If you haven't heard it, listen to it. If you have heard it, then you know some glimpses of my life, man. Big Crit, for all intents and purposes, that first verse is that verse, it resonates with me on a whole different level. He's describing things that I know a lot of people don't get to experience. I can't even say get to experience, like it was a privilege, because he's from the country. I'm from the country, you know what I'm saying? And essentially, it's time for niggas to just really talk their shit. There's going to be some gems in there. It's going to be a little condescending shit in there. But it's really familiar to really pop off like I want to. So before we even get into the nitty gritty, everything we need to get to, we got a big bit. But today in particular, I don't want none of that healthy shit. Not at all. I'm not one of the people that's going to preach consistency on you. No, I don't want that healthy shit. What I'm going to do to commemorate today in the most niggerish way that I could, I'm going to polish off these all grape Sour Patch Kids that bro bought the other day and left at the spot. Give me a couple of those. Oh, my God. Oh, my damn. No, these bitches hit. I think I was too drunk the other day to really understand that these bitches is fire. Give me a little water, wash that down. Now let's get to it. So, me, turned 32 today. Today's my 32nd birthday. 32 trips around the sun. But if you've been on Twitter, it's probably 33 or 31. I don't know. Them niggas be doing different math. Apparently, your birthday ain't your birthday number. It's the something. I ain't got time to crunch the numbers on that shit. So, but 32. In 32 years of life, you want to know what I've gathered in my 32 years of life right now? I'm too young to be washed. I'm too old to do young nigga shit. Had to let that breathe. I'm too young to be washed. And I would very much so like to. Y'all ever, like, being 30, I can tell niggas, oh, yeah, I got to work in the morning. And I'd be there. I know I've mentioned this before, but I really, you could say whatever excuse that you don't want to do something, and it is accepted automatically. The only time it don't work is with grandparents and super old people. You can't really pull, I got to work in the morning. They don't give a fuck what you have to do in the morning. You're my grandbaby, and I love you. And then you got to get your ass up and go do some shit. That's really the only time. You know what I'm saying? Older person, yeah, you know, I got, you know, ever since I had the surgery. And then now you're sitting there looking guilty because you got to move. But that's the only time. But as far as, like, anybody the same age as you, or younger than you, if you, I can't even do it. I got to, you know, I pulled something in my back walking up the steps and, yeah, I'm thinking I'm just going to call it a night. Nigga, all right, man. All right. Yeah, that's straight. Yeah, you cool. You know what I'm saying? Other day at work, I work with a young nigga. That nigga called me Unk, boy. I said, oh, I'm big cuz, bro. I'm not Unk territory yet, bro. Come on now. Let's get our shit together. I am not Unk. Me and Shannon Sharp are not Unk. Like, Shannon Sharp is Unk. Do I have Shannon Sharp energy? Damn. I drink cognac, but I don't smoke blacks, though. You know what I'm saying? I got hookah. According to the internet, I'm a fucking disappointment to Saucy Santana. You know what I'm saying? You got a hookah, nigga? Yeah, nigga, you a disappointment. That nigga. That nigga Saucy Santana. He rolled over on his BBL and told us. I tell you that. All right, so 32. Yeah, man. Too young to be to like really sit into being washed. And I'm too old to do stupid young shit. So I really gotta be a responsible fucking adult. And that shit is lit sometimes, but that shit is trash. Like, a responsibility? Hey, nigga, you don't pay a bill, that affects you. You gotta get a job. You can't have no roommates. Like, here's the thing, right? I want to live in a big ass stupid. I just don't want to pay for it, right? But if there were like two conjoined houses, I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying right there. I really don't. You can't do a lot of shit. But I will say this: being 30, I think you get to experience a certain prime, right? I would say that I'm like in the early stages of what could be considered another prime. Like, you feel me? And not to sound braggadocious like this, but, you know, Bron was putting up 27, 28 with the Cavs. And I'm talking Ilgauskas in them Cavs. I'm not talking Kyrie, Kevin Love, Cavs. I'm talking Ilgauskas, Booby Gibson, nigga, Mo Williams. Who's that one nigga? Who's the nigga with the cornrows, man? I forgot the nigga with the cornrows, but that's it. And then, you know, I would say undergrad was them heat years, boy. Undergrad was them heat years, bro. Where it's just like, this nigga's undeniably, he's nice. He's undeniably nice, man. He's headed somewhere. He's undeniably nice. And then you get them. All right, nigga, you're just cruising years. And I wouldn't say I'm brown on the Lakers. Hell no, I'm not there. Not brown on the Lakers. But I am essentially, I'm probably brown back with the Cavs again, bro. This is a great, nigga, my prime is like, I think I'm as handsome as I've ever been. I think I'm as funny as I've ever been. I think I'm as motivated as I've ever been. And oh, they notice. They know, oh, those ladies, they notice. They notice. Niggas, they give you the cred, they listen to you. It's cool when women desire you and niggas heed your advice. It's a dual respect thing. The duality of being 32 right now, and as I'm looking at my phone, my shit is jumping like Jordan. I'm just happy. You know what I'm saying? I'm respected. I'm poured into. Which harkens back to not last week, but prior to that. You know what I'm saying? A couple episodes ago, what we talked about? We talked about friendships, man. And, you know, usually every year I take my birthday and I try to get people together. But this year in particular, I was trying to organize, trying to get some shit together. And as shit started coming apart and falling at the seams, I was just like, you know what I want to do? To bring my birthday in, I want to get some food. Get extremely elevated and get drunk. Be around my niggas, man. Be around the homies, man. Be around motherfuckers who love me and accept, you know what I'm saying, something simple. I don't gotta move. I don't gotta spend extravagantly. Nigga, I'm in this motherfucking crib right now, nigga. Ceiling's high as fuck. It's a lot of space in this bitch. I woke up on a purely memory foam bed, memory foam pillows. I slept great. But you're probably wondering, like, yo, this nigga's been rambling. I told you it was going to be a rant. I told you it was going to be a ramble. But I'll get into some more meat and potatoes or something, because I don't have an agenda. I didn't write shit down for this. I want y'all to know that. I didn't write a single thing down. I'm just free flowing because I want to talk to y'all. I want to try to explain some things. I want to really let people dial. Like, what the fuck was I about to just say? I want to let people dive into my perspective. So for starters, right, I had a young lady recently ask me about, like, friendships. And she was like, well, why are you, like, how did you and your friends come about? And I'll let y'all know this. Me and all of my homies came about in ways in which I don't know. If I remember meeting my homies, I just remember being cool with my homies. I don't remember having to get cool with the homies. I just remember being cool with the homies. And from there, you know what I'm saying? I understood the perspective of we all grew up in different places, different familial structures. Yet we all have very similar experiences. We're going to learn some of the very same lessons. You know what I'm saying? I am from Hopkins Park, Illinois. Pembroke Township, if you will. Specifically, very first crib I grew up in, a place called, well, I was in North Hopkins, Dark Side, meaning, nigga, that you got one light for like the outside of the crib. You maybe got a light at the top of the road, and these are dirt roads too, dirt, gravel, some of them, you know. But during this era of when I stayed over there, no, nigga, it was dirt roads, fields, big ass trees, a lot of woods. But, you know, sticker bugs in these fucking fields. Maybe a wild animal or two in them bitches. Called it Dark Side because, shit, once you get to the top of the street, you see that one street light. We ain't have a lot of neighbors, nigga. It wasn't a million neighbors, nigga. We had a couple neighbors. But you had to bend a couple corners to get to the neighbors. To the niggas who had neighbors. But we had a couple neighbors. But light, you go down a ways, there's another light. But you go down a ways, there's another light. Oh, that's some scary looking shit at night. But I'm used to it. I'm used to hearing outside. It's unconventional being in a place like Chicago. And when I wake up, I hear shit like construction and people and driving and all that. That shit is kind of weird. It's very weird. So, yeah, I'm used to hearing outside. Grew up poor. Don't know if I was I don't think I was disenfranchised, but I grew up poor. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's a difference. Some niggas were disenfranchised and also poor. I was just regularly poor. And that is why that Big Crit song really, it sticks out to me so much. Because I remember me and my brother Ike, who was closest to me in age. I remember when we were shorties, we had a PlayStation. We had game systems growing up. Let's just keep it a bit. We had gaming systems growing up, but we ain't had no memory cards like that. I don't think we got a memory card ever. I don't think we ever had a memory card. I think once I got the PS3, like I think my OG bought me a PS3. It was built in memory at that point, but up until that, no memory cards. And she had took us with her to her coworker's crib. And we get to this crib. It's a big ass crib. Nice ass crib. I'm like, God damn. So we sitting in that motherfucker, we're playing the game and whatnot, and he playing Mortal Kombat Trilogy, little buddy. You know what I'm saying? My mother's coworker's son, same age as me and my brother. So we playing Mortal Kombat Trilogy. Me and my brother, we used to getting it out the mud on Mortal Kombat. We had to learn these combos. So he go, hey, let me go to the beginning. I got to put a little cheat code in. So we like, it's cheat codes for Trilogy? It's like, yeah, one button combos, one button fatalities. We say one button combos, one button fatalities. So he put the code in, right? He beat my brother and me. I want to say he beat us both back to back. Because we just had to get used to. Now we only got to press one button to get this shit off. Took us a game to get used to. Literally one game. So as we go, and my brother, he chose to not pick his strongest people. You know what I'm saying? He chose to show mercy. Me, on the other hand, fuck all that. Fuck all that. I picked my favorite character, nigga. I picked my best and favorite character and got down on his ass. No mercy. Literally beat that boy ass until my OG was like, yeah, y'all ready to go? Yeah, my job here is done. Little fuck nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know where he at in life, but I don't even remember buddy name. I don't even remember his shit. But yeah, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Still. Nigga. You that for any motherfucker who played me in video games like Mortal Kombat, Madden, Call of Duty, and wonder like, oh damn, that nigga don't take no, he don't show no mercy. It's him. It's his fault. It's his fault. First time I came across somebody who could really show me something in a video game, he didn't want to teach. He didn't want to teach. He wanted to use that to try to get down on motherfuckers. Talking shit. And then he realized quickly, yeah. So yeah, I might be a spiteful person. Let me go ahead and say that. Yeah. I may still have a little bit of spite I gotta get over. But hey, that's how it is sometimes. But to the song at hand, Big Crit, Egyptian Cotton, check it out. He referred to his pops working at Winn-Dixie. My pops used to work in the meat department. Gay of of Jewel Osco. Yeah. Pops worked in the meat department at Jewel Osco. And I watched my pops work a series of different jobs to bring home the motherfucking bacon. You know what I'm saying? Well, to bring home part of, because my OG was, she was clocking a little dough too at her job. But watching them work and do all these things and growing up in Hopkins and living on a dirt road, sticky bugs, and the crib was a shack. Oh my god, bro, if I could have a picture of that crib was busted. You know what I'm saying? We had to manually do the washing and drying. We had a motherfucking stove. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker wood burning stove in the middle of that motherfucker. We used to boil water, shit on top of that hoe. Clothesline outside, niggas used to air dry them clothes. And through all of that shit, you know what I never didn't feel? I did not feel loved. Like, growing up, roaches and shit, and we got to set the motherfucking roach bombs off. But guess what that meant for us, nigga? That meant we was going to the movies, nigga, and going out to dinner. Shit was fire. It's a silver lining with it. You know what I'm saying? Definitely a silver lining with it. So, yeah, man. 32 years. 32 years. It's a strange feeling because now I've clearly been better off financially for more than half my life now. There was a certain point in time, I want to say around when I was 28, where it was like, yo, nigga, you've been fucked up and you've been up in the game for the same amount of years. But this past year done showed a nigga like, it is scary trying to figure out how you gonna get to it. And let me talk to the fellas real fast. Because, and ladies, this is no disrespect to y'all. I really want to talk to the fellas. You can listen in on this too. Yesterday, I pull up to the spot. Pull up to where I'm staying. I got to get some meter. You know what I'm saying? Some time no meter. I got to pay for parking. So I get out. It's this dude, it's a black dude who's at the meter thing, and I can tell he trying to fake focus so hard so that we don't gotta have no type of interaction so he can just get his shit and pimp on. But see me, I'm really tired of black men doing that shit, man. I'm not no threat, so I wanna let niggas know I see you, black man. So I walk up. I'm like, everything going through smooth, my brother? You know what I'm saying? I know these be giving a look, making small talk and shit like that. He like, oh yeah, you know, I'm from Texas. So he's like, oh well shit, man, we can figure this shit out together. You having a little trouble? Yeah. So I'm going through, helping bro out. He Apple Pay shit wasn't working. So I'm like, yeah, bro, I got you, bro. I got you on your parking. That shit was like $4. Paid for the parking, I'm chopping it up with him. And he was just like, damn, bro, I wouldn't even expect that from you. I'm like, hey, man, I understand that when we see each other, sometimes we be mean mugging and doing all this other shit. I'm trying to just let you know, bro, it's the environment ain't never got to be that, man. Pay it for it. I'm just paying it for it. I'm really trying to pull up on other black, like-minded black men and let niggas know we don't got to be angry with each other. We don't got to constantly be weary of each other. Like, if you're in a neighborhood that's sketchy, don't do what I did. I'm in a pretty Jamba Juice, putting kale in the smoothie area of the city. So I can do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a touristy part of the city. So I can do that. But if you go to the hood, or if you go to a poor and disenfranchised part of any city, you gonna get your ass rolled on, and that's on you. But two men, this shit is extremely hard. It is extremely frustrating to focus up and get to it and to put the things in place in your life that will not only fulfill you and give you purpose, but it'll be the foundation for the tribe that you want to create, the village you want to live in. Because, no lie to you, that's really what it is. As men, we have to create these villages. We have to lead these tribes so we can get our shit back together. Completely understand that. All right? But I've been ranting for a little bit of time now, and I really, it's like I want to let y'all go, but I also want to say some more shit. I'll do both. So what I have, Big Crit, check. Northside of Hopkins, check. Beating the shit out that kid in Mortal Kombat, check. Talking to niggas, check. I think I get pretty much everything under control. So I guess I'll give you guys a Saha scripture and get out of here. My Saha scripture for today is...
Yes! Randy Watson!
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.